Hello, this is the second part of the weekly astrology forecast. And this is your host, astrologer Shelly Antine, and I'm sorry there was a call I had to take, so I had to stop the recording. And I am back. And I also finished up a lot about the energy of Mercury in Cancer. But I did want to tell you that it has a couple of quick challenges, and that is Mercury square to Saturn at 6:48 a.m. on the 9th of this coming month, June, and then it will square Neptune, of course, at 6:45 p.m. on the 9th. So it makes sense because we're looking at Aries. And Aries is a challenge for Cancer because it's going to be dealing with independent expression, and it's going to be dealing maybe also with energies that are a little bit more inclined to argument. But with Saturn, there are obstacles, and with Neptune, there's confusion. So Mercury has to deal with that on the 9th. And before it slips into Leo on the same day, this is similar to what I told you about Venus, because Uranus is at the last degrees of Taurus. This is a sextile this time from Mercury in Cancer to Uranus at that last degree on June 26th, where it will be able to cope with some kind of change and surprise that's, you know, kind of helpful in a way. Maybe there's something about food and, you know, going to a different restaurant or something like that. It's not a difficult experience. Or maybe you find the perfect electronic device for your kitchen. But then Mercury will enter Leo on the 26th. And Leo is the sign where Mercury will retrograde in July at 15 degrees of Leo on the 18th of July. So that's what I didn't get a chance to tell you about Mercury. And now we're going into this daily forecast, which I did mention is in my first recording, is going to start in the first quarter phase with a Virgo moon until the Virgo moon squares the sun in Gemini at 11:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And that will be a challenge, you know, between somebody who has a deep need to feel as though they've got everything filed properly and someone else who wants to throw out lots of different ideas. It's a discomfort. It's not a war, but it's not comfortable. And it is also the aspect that takes us into the waxing half moon, which is the beginning of the second quarter phase where we'll spend the whole week. And that, as I said earlier, is going to be what stimulates us to act on our goals and to fertilize the seeds of our goals that we've already planted in the first quarter phase. So that comes in at 11:41 p.m. and immediately goes into a square to Mercury in Gemini. So this is the lot in life of Virgo for a little while with Gemini planets out there. And that doesn't come in until 11:23 a.m. on Tuesday. And this is where the conversations, you know, and the logical analysis is, you know, kind of messing with Virgo's desire to just stay put with what, you know, seems okay and right to her. So this is a difficult time if you're trying to have conversations with people. And then after that, there's a long period of time before the next aspect comes in, which is the Virgo moon's trine to Uranus and Taurus That is at 6:15 a.m. on Wednesday. So now, this is again every month while the moon was in Virgo and Uranus was in Taurus, we might have been pursuing new things that could help us in our work or in our health area. And they might have been something to do with finance, arrangements in the office, and also perhaps foods and things like diet that would cover those new ideas and new appliances, maybe that would also be helpful. But the last aspect for Virgo Moon is the square to Jupiter in Gemini at a 7:11 a.m. And that is a brief but annoying experience for the Virgo Moon, which is busy getting things ready, and somebody's coming in and just giving a lot of news or conversations. And I have actually found lately that this can happen to me all the time. If I look at the news before I've done all my ritual meditation exercise things in the morning and had my breakfast, it can really alter the progress of my day. So I feel that this is that kind of aspect in general when it comes in. So be aware of that, and don't look at the news yet. Don't turn on the television. And then we have a little void of course time till the moon enters Libra, 9:38 a.m. on Wednesday. And unfortunately for Libra, the Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries are going to be immediate problems for a little while. So they retrograde back into Pisces, and then there'll be problems again for the transits. The opposition to Saturn in Aries comes first at 11:04 a.m., so there's some kind of a, maybe it's something that is an established way of dealing with the energy of movement or change or something that's going to be blocking with Saturn, the ability for Libra moon to get a judgment or make a decision. And then the opposition to Neptune in Aries is the confounding confusion of the motives or the meaning with the way these actions are going to play out. It's the scales will be not balanced during these two, and that's until 1:30 p.m. Okay, so with Neptune, always it can be weather issues also that are interfering. But the Libra moon will have a trine to Pluto in Aquarius until 4:52 p.m. So perhaps there are discussions and they're revealing some things that are helpful about transformations and the energies of groups and friendships and plans for the future and what we've been seeing out in the world also. And a lovely interlude is arriving after this, because we've got Venus in Aries sextile Jupiter in Gemini until 10:32 p.m. So that's the two most beneficial of the benefic planets, Venus and Jupiter. And there's adventure there. This is joyous participation in conversations and expansion of the mind. And it's taking place while Libra moon is moving into the harmony of the lights aspect, the trine to the sun in Gemini. And that is not coming exact until 4:46 p.m. on Thursday. So if you've gotten through the early part, 2 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock, okay. And maybe even waited till around 5 o'clock after you've done your ponderings and you want to put something out into the world, put it out under that energy of Venus sextile Jupiter and Moon trine Sun. That'd be my advice if you were asking. And that is going to be not the last aspect for the Libra Moon. But we will have Venus enter Taurus, Mercury sextile Mars at 6:10 p.m., which will be helpful in stimulating the conversation and entertainment. And that's the day and early morning, Friday the 6th, really, 12:43 a.m., for the Venus energy to shift. And the first recording will tell you all about that. And meanwhile, the Moon is going to complete that sextile to Mars and Leo at 10:19 a.m. on Friday. So there is conversation and agreements being made about entertainment, maybe about children, maybe romance moves to another level. The Moon in Libra will go on to a trine to Mercury and Gemini until 12:56 p.m. So there's good conversations. You can make some plans. You may have a lot of back and forth because they're both duality in a way. The scales are, you know, up and down, and Mercury might have more than one idea, but it's, you know, it's pleasant. It's a good way to have lunch, you know, lots of conversation. And because the Moon is going trine Jupiter and Gemini until 9:04 p.m., and that's on Friday the 6th. So you're having a good time, all right? And this is another one of those good times that you can't have for another 12 years because Jupiter will leave Gemini and won't return until then. So this is, you know, if you want to have this kind of happy evening where people are really getting along so well together, Friday, June 6th is your time. Moon enters Scorpio at 10:23 p.m. and there's a game change right away. The energies are shifting. This moon is much more intense in the sense of feelings, but not really showing them. But the moon is going opposite Venus and Taurus. And that is until 2:22 a.m. on Saturday. So that's your late evening. So, you know, there is very big differences in values here and how to deal with money. Scorpio is the sign of shared resource. Taurus is mine. Venus is in there saying mine, mine, mine. So, you know, that don't talk about it if you can help it. And, you know, 2:22 a.m., the East Coast, mostly sleeping, right? But there can also be like a lot of energy of jealousy, possessive and jealousy energy coming in, and that's after 10:23 p.m. on Friday. You'll still be up and about on the West Coast, so this may be for you. And then the Moon in Scorpio squares retrograde Pluto in Aquarius until 5:37 a.m. on Saturday. So the conflicts may seem to be over as we wake after that is happening, because here you have independence versus control, you know, that kind of thing. And it will be a very long time before we feel the next aspect that's coming in for Scorpio Moon, but that is a square to Mars in Leo. That will happen exact for the Eastern time and east of us, Monday the 9th at 1:57 a.m. But you, again, out west, you can be still up while this is moving in, and you'll feel it, and we'll all feel it. We know some kind of a conflict of loyalty. And, you know, one of my teachers used to say that the square between Scorpio and Leo was the dance till death, because both of them see themselves in power position, right? One is the king, right? The other is just full of the power. So they don't let go. You know, neither will accede to the other. So that's usual with fixed signs. But this is when you square between Scorpio and Leo, it gets more pronounced. So that's what's coming in. But during the day, we will have Mercury join Jupiter in Gemini for the last time for 12 years at 4:12 p.m. And that will make the day feel very congenial. You know, you won't, as I say, really feel this coming until you get closer. And that square, I mean. But during the day, you'll be having fun. You can really use this. You know, Gemini loves short journeys and to investigate new places. Like, well, we never went to that town, and we never went into that store, and we never tried that. You know, so this is a very auspicious time for that type of, you know, social energy. As the day goes on, a lot of people will be in church before that, I know. But that will be a congenial, very congenial energy. Humor, lots of humor. But that's it for Venus. I'm looking at it. It's Mercury in Gemini because Mercury enters Cancer at 6:58 p.m. that evening. And and we talk about that, most of it in the first recording and then just a touch of it in the second. So as we're coming through this week, we need to remember also that we're building in light. And we're getting closer and closer to the 20 degree Sagittarius full moon on Wednesday morning at 3:44 a.m., right? So people's feelings are intensified, everybody's. You know, things that are happening in the world seem like they're growing bigger. And so we just know that. And when we go into the following week, there may be two podcasts again, only because of the fact that if I look at this full moon and I see things that are going to take a lot of time to tell you, I will do a separate podcast. And that would be at the beginning if it's just one podcast. I just think it's easier on everybody, including me, during the speaking about it, to have those things where if you need to remember, what did she say about Venus and Taurus? What did she say about Mercury and Cancer? You can go right to the beginning of something instead of having to go through the week to find it in the middle of the weekly forecast. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this new Venus energy. You certainly can enjoy. That's what it likes to do. And take the week as it comes and do the best you can with it. And I'll say goodbye for now.